AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A bipartisan Senate panel continues its talks to find a compromise on gun legislation following the deadly mass shootings of 10 blacks at a grocery store in Buffalo and 19 students and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas. A Fox reporter asked Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre if President Biden wants to ban all handgun sales.
He supports a ban on sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and expanded background checks to keep guns out of the dangerous hands. He does not support a ban on the sale of all handguns.
Funerals held today for two of the students killed in the attack by an 18-year-old armed with a semi-automatic weapon. Visitation is this evening for one of the teachers. New Orleans police say an elderly woman was killed when an argument between two females erupted into gunfire on the campus of Xavier University after a high school graduation there. A 10-year-old Orlando, Florida girl shot and killed a woman who was fighting with her mother last night. Police say the mother handed the girl a bag, and when the two women began to fight, the girl took out a gun and shot LaShawn Rogers twice, killing her. Her mother faces a number of charges. President Biden met at the White House with Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Addressing inflation in order to transition from historic recovery to a steady growth that works for American families.
Former President Trump's trade advisor Peter Navarro hit with a pair of subpoenas. In a court filing, Navarro says the Justice Department has called him to testify before a federal grand jury investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. He has also refused a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating the attack. In their 59th meeting on court, Rafael Nadal beat Novak Djokovic in four sets in the French Open quarterfinals. This is AP News. Consumer confidence took a small hit this month. Inflation gets the blame. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Persistent inflation appears to be dimming Americans' view of their present and future prospects. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index dipped to 106.4 in May. The group's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor conditions, also dipped, as did its Expectations Index, a six-month outlook. Inflation has been running at its fastest pace in more than 40 years, prompting the Federal Reserve to raise its main borrowing rate by a half point in early May, with multiple hikes expected this year. I'm Ben Thomas.
The markets end the month of May up just a bit as the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ all post losses of less than 1% on the day. S&P 500 finished the month with a gain of less than 0.1%, which followed a near 9% slump in April. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.